So this morning, we've gathered together today. I feel like that's a preacher thing. We've gathered together today for the first time in what will soon be our new home. You have sacrificed your time, many of you. You've sacrificed sweat. I've seen it. Some of you have sacrificed a little bit of blood. I've sacrificed some tears. We've sacrificed a lot over the last year. You've faithfully shown up week after week after week after week, workday after workday after workday after workday. And here we are. We're almost to the finish line. But as thankful as I am for you, and I'm very thankful for you, and I love this church, as thankful as I am for you, I'm more thankful, honestly, to the Lord for all that he's done for me and for us in this church. God has been faithful to us, not just in this building project or in this season, but long before we ever opened our eyes or took our first breath. God has been faithful. God has been good. And that's something that I want to highlight this morning in this little preview of what's to come. Now, I understand that we do have kids here today. It's going to be louder than normal. I get that. We don't have doors yet, so we can't close out the loud people out there. So it's okay. This is just a little preview of what's to come. Today, as we celebrate just an exciting milestone for our church, I want us to look back. I want us to look around, and I want us to look to the future and be able to confidently and joyfully say, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. So if you have your Bibles or your Bible apps, we didn't bring the Bibles over, so you can either look along up here or fire up your phone. Go to Psalm 126. Psalm 126. This is a psalm in a collection called A Song of Ascents. Psalm 126. So I'm going to pray once more, and then we're going to jump into this text. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your heart for worship, your heart for praise. Thank you, Lord, that you love singing and that you love it when your people gather together to worship you. Thank you, Father, for this time and place. God, I'm so grateful for everything that you've done, your faithfulness and goodness to us. Would you remind us again of that? And would you help us to look around and look to the future with joy? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 126 says this, "When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, 'The Lord has done great things for them.'" The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping will carrying seed to sow will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. This is God's word. Look back. Look back. Our psalm starts by looking back. In verse 1. The psalmist writes that when the Jews returned from exile in Babylon back to their homeland, to Jerusalem, also known as Zion, the psalmist writes that when they come back, it was such a reversal of fortune. It was so good when they had experienced such calamity that it was like they were dreaming. They couldn't even believe it. That's verse 1. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Verse 2. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. And I love this description. I just feel like, doesn't that make you want to be a part of that community? That community that was just bursting with joy and was singing. I want to be a part of a group of people that loves to sing, because that's good. It is good to want to sing together. I love that description. Their mouths were filled with laughter. and their tongues were captured with songs of joy. They look back and remember what God had done for them. They look back and they remember how it made them feel so free and so full of joy. Now, why is that important? Let me ask you this. Why is it important for human beings to look back and remember what God has done for them? Because we forget. We forget. How can we forget what God has done for us? Well, life is chaotic. And our lives are just overflowing with busyness and things that can consume us if we're not careful. But we forget what God has done for us in the past. We forget how God has been faithful to us, how God has been good to us in the past. We forget how it made us feel to know that we have been created for a purpose and that we are forgiven and free from the power of sin, and we're filled with joy and overflowing with love in the world. We forget. So we lose joy, and we lose our song, and we start to lose our connection with the story that God has written in our lives. So just as in life, we must look back and remember what God has done for us. So as a church, we must look back and remember what God has done for us. And God has done great things for us. I think back almost 10 years ago, God gave me just a little spark, the seed of an idea for this church. I was sitting at our kitchen counter listening to a podcast, you know, learning something because I'm like that. And I was listening to a lecture on the importance of healthy church planting by Dr. Tim Keller. And I just felt like God was like, you could do this. And I was like, okay. And so I approached the denomination and they said, you listen to a podcast and you think you can plant a church? And I said, I think so. How hard could it be? Years later, God brought a team of people together and the money together and the resources together and all the things that we needed to come together as a little band of people. With the only thing we had to our names was our website and just this dream that one day we might be a community of people whose lives have been utterly transformed by the gospel. And over the years, as we moved from conference room, ugly hardwood room, upstairs to the gym with the whole mirror wall where they do Zumba, and then we moved downstairs for the last few years to the giant refrigerator of the McGuire gym, right? One of the comments I heard more than anything when moving here was how excited you are that it's not going to be so cold in the room. But we paid a lot for this new system, so we're going to use it a little bit, just so you know. God has been so faithful to us. I could tell you story after story. I remember one year we had almost no sound equipment. We just had the bare bones. And a friend of mine said, hey, do you need anything? And I was like, I don't know. I think we're okay. And he's like, how about sound stuff? And I'm like, sure. I mean, we don't have any money. He's like, that's okay. I know a trailer parked in the woods west of Oshkosh full of sound equipment for churches that you can just have. Do you remember that? There was $8,000 worth of equipment that we got for free. When we needed equipment, God provided. When we needed people, God provided. When we needed wisdom desperately, God provided. When we needed help, God provided. When we needed leadership, God provided. When we needed correction, God provided. Look back. Remember what God has done. But God's provision is nothing compared to the work that God did in transforming people's lives. People have come to faith here and have been baptized here into the family of God. People have grown in their faith here, joined the church. Join us in worship and community and ministry and mission. our lives have changed. So today, first, look back. Look back with joy and remember what God has done. Secondly, look around. I mean, you can literally look around, but look around. Look around. That's what verse 3 does. Look back at verse 3. The Lord has done. Okay, so when the Lord restored, that was verse 1. We're looking back. Verse 3. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Now we're in the present. We're still joyful. We're rejoicing still. We have joy today. We are filled with joy. That's verse 3. Look around, past to present. The Lord has done great things for us. Those are historical facts. And we are filled with joy. That's a present reality. We must remember what God has done and apply that joy-producing, praise-eliciting power to our present circumstances. Because our present joy is not predicated on our circumstances or even in the positive potential for our lives. But rather, our joy is based on the story of God's faithfulness and goodness to us in the gospel. So look around. See your work. See your marriage. See your friendships, your school, your relationships, your money. See the stuff and the substance of your life through the lens of the gospel. See your calling and your purpose in your lives through the lens of the good news about the kingdom of God, which is centered on the person and the work of Jesus Christ. Look around. Too often our capacity for joy is shrunken by how we're feeling in the moment. We feel tired. I feel tired. I've been having trouble sleeping. We feel tired. We feel anxious. We feel stressed. We feel overwhelmed. And these are all normal feelings for people living in a broken world. But if you fail to look around and apply the historical facts of God's goodness to your present reality, including your feelings, do you think that you'll be filled with as much laughter, or you'll be able to sing more than one little verse of that song of joy? Look back and remember what God has done in Christ. Look around and see your life through the lens of that good news. Look around today and see where God has brought us as a church. See this new space, which will serve as a beacon for hope to the hopeless and healing to those who are broken and feeling lost and alienated from God. See this space that will serve as a megaphone to radiate the good news of Jesus. A place where people can see and hear the gospel. A place where people can join the family of God. A place where we can learn to follow the way of Jesus together. So first, look back. Second, look around. And next and finally, you kids, I'm almost done. You're so patient. Look to the future. Verse 4. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Look to the future. The Negev is a desert region in the south area of Palestine. And like all deserts, when streams of water flow in the springtime, that water brings forth life and beauty where there was no life. It's a transformation. And this is a prayer of faith for our future. Bring redemption, Lord. Bring healing. Bring restoration to our future. Finish what you've started here. Bring life, bring beauty where there was no life, where there was no beauty. By the power of your Spirit and for the sake of your name, look to the future. Look to the future. We understand that in this broken world, a world under the curse of sin and death, that there are days where even the best among us will go out weeping, carrying seed to sow. But in Christ, we have the confidence and we can have the boldness to believe that though we may weep and mourn, we will not weep and mourn forever. We will return with songs of joy. And what are sheaves? If you're not like a farmer, like that flew right over my head. They're going out bearing seeds. They're coming back bearing the harvest. The produce, what God has produced that will bless them and feed them and sustain them. So look to the future. Look for the new believers and the not yet believers who will come into this church. Look forward to the future, to the lives that will change, including your life. You continue to follow the way of Jesus. God is not done with you yet. Look forward to that future. Look forward to the new churches that we'll plant. Look forward to that day in the future where Christ will return. Look forward to the future, to the resurrection of the dead. Look forward to the future, to the new heaven and the new earth. Look forward to the consummation of God's kingdom where there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. Look forward to where God will dwell with us and we will be his people and he will be our God. Look forward to our future. So today, look back. Remember what God has done. Look around and apply that good news to your life, to your present reality, and look forward to the future. And let that heavenly vision fill your mouth full of laughter and your tongue with songs of joy. Truly, the Lord has done great things for us. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we love you. We're so thankful for you. God, we cannot do this life without you. And yet, in our dependence upon you, we are filled with laughter and joy at the thought of everything that you've done for us. Oh Lord, our God, we can't even remember all the things that you have done. So by the power of your Spirit, bring to mind those things. Bring back into our hearts the feeling that we felt when you saved us, when you rescued us, when you healed us, when you accepted and blessed us in Jesus' name. And Father, may this vision, this heavenly vision for our future, capture the heart and the heartbeat of Appleton Gospel Church. God, we want to see more of that here. We want to see more lives changed. We want to see more people following after the way of Jesus. And we want to have more songs of joy, more laughter, more children, more of everything that makes this life so beautiful. We pray this in the name of Jesus and for his sake. All God's people said, amen. Please stand.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Appleton Gospel Church podcast. Our mission is sharing good news, and we do that every week. To listen to more episodes, go to appletongospel.com.